Welcome. You might remember I break these 6-month meditation journeys into 2 chapters of 66 days because the science says it takes 66 days to install a new habit into your life, to do something so regularly that it becomes a part of you. And the habit we've been seeking to install over these past 66 days is exodus, to let the squeeze and the changes move you forward into the next chapter of your life. And the alternative is to get stuck in the squeeze, asking, why is this happening to me? Or fighting it and resisting it, which only causes life to squeeze harder. Another way to think of it, are you surfing the waves or are the waves just crushing you? A few years ago, I did a meditation journey just like this one, and I collaborated with a guy named Jaimal Yogis. Some of you might remember that series. Jaimal Yogis wrote a series of books on surfing and Buddhism. And in one of his books, Saltwater Buddha, Jaimal writes, quote, "Elements of the self come and go like clouds without purpose. And it all goes more smoothly, I've come to see, if you just let those clouds come and go freely and accept yourself." And that's it. That's my insight, as best I can express it with this fumbling language. And like so many of my insights, it hit me while I was out there floating on an empty vessel on the fingertips of the wide open sea, my teacher. With simplicity, we are able to experience our own spirit. And as a wise one said, knowing your soul, aligning with your soul, and following your soul are the keys to entering heaven right here. End quote. That sounds so nice if you're reading a surfing and Buddhism book lying on the beach somewhere. But what if there's a pandemic or riots or all the stuff that you've been facing in 2020? Yogananda said, "Be as simple as you can be. You will be astonished to see how uncomplicated and happy your life can become." So many years ago in the 90s, when I first started teaching yoga, I used to put like a million poses in my class, and I'd have a million songs on my playlist and a million messages that I wanted to talk about. And it was just too much. The more experienced I became as a teacher, the more I realized you put just enough to point people back toward themselves. Same with these daily meditations. Too much talking, or talking too fast, or distracting music, it's just noise. And all that noise, it transforms into a wave that you can ride when we have this luxury of simplifying. Each challenge, each wave, is here to move you in the direction of your soul. And 122 days into this journey, I hope you now have enough momentum that you'll never turn away from your soul ever again. Can you be in a state where you're always catching these waves? Some of them are small and easy. Other waves are intense and they require everything you've got to stay on the board, stay in the moment. What does your challenge look like right now? Can you imagine that as a wave moving you closer to your soul, to learning about yourself? Learning how to be kind and loving, generous, and trusting. So take a moment to get more comfortable. And over these past 6 months, So many of us have been riding some really big waves. It's not always easy, not always fun. But in these meditative moments that are quiet and filled with perspective, you realize how much you're learning and growing and observing. Let's come back to our centering thought. Trust your journey. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Trust your journey. If your attention wandered, trust your journey. coming back to the moment? As we wind down these 66 days, Exodus, to let the squeeze, the challenges in your life move you and change you. Each challenge is a wave that has the potential to move you in the direction of your soul. Knowing your soul, aligning with your soul, and following your soul are the keys to entering heaven right here. And over these past 6 months, many of us have been riding some really big waves, not always easy, not always fun, but in these meditative moments, so quiet and filled with perspective, you realize how much you're learning and growing and observing. Trust your journey. See you tomorrow. Peace.